but it did me very well in an engineering capacity, because I was really good at looking after details and making sure everything was going to work before we actually put it together.
And I guess I've dealt with that dilemma, or that balance of going into all the details, but then somehow being able to put that aside for a bit, then back out and look at the design a bit better. So that's a very delicate dance.
Well, yeah, I am guilty of not looking enough at the big picture, especially once you spend some time deep into the details of a design. And then you get it all finished and you think, my gosh, this is the most brilliant design I've ever done. And then you finish it, and then, you know, somebody in higher authority or the marketplace says, well, that's not exactly what we wanted. We wanted this instead. Oh, well.
And I guess that's the beauty of it. And I'm almost thinking that I hate to say old age, sometimes I can easily forget about things, and that's kind of a benefit. I can actually forget about the details for a bit and then look at the bigger picture, then as long as you remember to go back and double-check the details.
Yeah, I don't think we're quite alike that way, because I'll sweat the details until they break me one way or the other. I've been known many times to wake up in the morning with a brilliant solution to a technical problem that's been dogging me for days.
Yeah, I've had the same thing too, and I'm kind of learning that trick of turning off the analyzing just for a bit, or actually do it and then put it aside and then switch hats into the other side. And that I think that's where the fun is. You kind of bounce back and forth, as long as you don't have to make a decision quickly.
Yeah, some would call that sort of thing procrastination. I don't think so. I think that's a different concept. We're not talking about procrastination, but I am guilty of not making decisions quickly. And my brother hates that, for example, because he's very quick with his decisions, so it makes him very frustrated if we're doing a project together.
I always go back to something John Cleese mentioned about if you're designing or anything, I guess, creative, if you can put up with that pain of not being finished, if you could stretch that out as long as possible, you'll end up with a better result, a better joke, a better design or something. So people that want to just jump to a solution right away, that's great, but you just might not be the best solution. So there is some creativity in procrastination.
Well, you remind me of another point, and this has to do with writing. When you're writing something, whether it's a memo or a book or whatever, you can write something poorly in almost no time at all, lickety-split, 2 minutes, and you got a whole page of text, but it might be poor. It takes a long time to write something well that is reasonably brief, too.
That brings up that point. I think you pointed me on to a book. What's it called? The Art of Plain Talk, kind of an older book, and very interesting. I'm just going through that.
Oh, interesting. That's, I've had that one for years. I don't remember where I got it, but it's been on my upper shelf and my bookshelf for a long time. It's quite good. I'm not sure I've ever read it right through. I refer to it sometimes, though. And it's an oldie. I think it was from the 40s or something.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure if it's the same one that actually he comes up with a mathematical formula for kind of analyzing your writing to see what level of reader you're getting to.
Yeah, I don't remember that. You'll have to educate me some more.
I think he goes into some of the aspects. I think how many words in a sentence, how many other things, and you just put a score on each one of those, and then you add it all up and you say, okay, this, your writing style is for high school, younger, or higher level. So he's kind of got a formula for that. He gets into a lot of detail, but I think some of his basic points are very good.
Well, the thought just came to me that I bet he's rolling over in his grave listening to young people speak nowadays.
Yes, I'm wondering if that's the same book you're talking about. I wonder if you could possibly check. It's called The Art of Plain Talk. I'm just trying to think of who it is. But basically, that's it. He outlines his formula, and the back page, he kind of goes into the details of all the numbers and how they all work.
Break?
Yeah, let's take the break.
Rudolf Fleisch?
Yeah, I think that's the one we're talking about. I just brought it up, picture up of the book and Rudolf Fleisch, and it is exactly the book that I have in my bookshelf.
Yeah, I don't have it right in front of me. It's a digital form, so I don't have it, but that sounds about right.
Thank you for that break. Who is that?
V7, Bravo, Peter. Is my signal clear? V7, BP, Dave here.
Yeah, it's nice and clear. A little tiny bit of distortion on the audio, but just kind of the normal stuff that you get with, you know, these kind of radios. Did you say Bravo, Peter, or Tango, Bravo, Peter?
No, just Bravo, Papa. Bravo, Papa. Dave, we live here in Abbotsford.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, I just took the liberty of checking on the spreadsheet if you check in, and you're not a regular check-in. Can I check you in today?
Sure, Roger, Roger. I'm a regular listener, but not a regular checker-inner. Over.
Yeah, I gathered that. So, okay, now, I forgot your first name already, and you're in Abbotsford, you said.
Yeah, Roger. Dave in Abbotsford. I did have a question about the battery that you were discussing earlier. I was just wondering, I was thinking about getting a good battery for, you know, having a, you know, an option for when the power goes out. And I was just wondering what kind of a battery it was you were discussing. Over.
Well, it's one that Burnaby Amateur Radio is carrying, Mike, over there. And I think it's, I'm not sure, but I think it's referred to as a lithium ferrous phosphate. It's pretty big, and it's much lighter than a regular lead acid battery.
Oh, Roger, Roger. Maybe I'll see if there's anything on the website. Okay, thanks, V7BP.
Thanks for jumping in there, Dave. Hang on a second. Where was I?
V7WCP.
Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Bravo Mike on Echolink.
Tom, I guess we held the frequency a bit long there. I've got three other folks I'm going to check in right now, and maybe we'll get back to it if you want to hang around.
No problem. It's just kind of like a little eddy in the river we got caught in, but continue on.
All right, thanks. Sorry about you other folks I left waiting, but Victor Alpha 7 Hotel Charlie Sierra. Hassan, go ahead.
Good morning. Just a quick in and out for me, but I've enjoyed the conversation. 7-3.
All right, very good. Thanks, Hassan. And thanks for not chewing my head off over that long delay. And nice to hear you, 73. I also copied Victor Alpha 7, Papa, Oscar, Charlie, Ian. Good morning from Chimenez.
Good morning, Ron. Yes, this is Ian, Victor Alpha 7, Papa, Oscar, Charlie. I'm on the fence now. It's quite warm. It's been taking a hike in the sunshine. How's my signal?
Well, I feel like I'm in a DX contest on 40 meters. It was kind of diving down into the noise there, but I guess, you know, when you walk around, you're in a bit of a null. Try again.
Yes, Victor Alpha 7, Papa Oscar Charlie, hiking in the hills above Ladysmith on Vancouver Island.
Yeah, pretty good signal. That time there wasn't any fading. It was nice and steady. I can tell you're not full quieting to the repeater, but there's plenty of RF coming in for us to have a conversation. I wish your microphone audio was a little louder, though.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk to Yezu about that.
Oh, I have a similar kind of problem with... I've got a Yezu portable. I think it's called an FT65 or something like that. I don't have it handy here. And it frustrates me that they won't tell me how to get into the service end of the software to play with my deviation and mic gain. That's really annoying.
That is the radio I have, an FT65. Super little radio. I like it very much. But I just locked up.
pretty good, and it has really nice receive audio. I use it with the optional speaker microphone. Either way, the audio is quite good, but I wanted to adjust its deviation because it was popping a little bit high and causing RPT to pop on and off. And, you know, I got a hold of Yaesu, and they gave me the runaround on the service software. They won't tell me how to get in there to adjust that. I guess they're worried about me playing with my own radio.
Yeah, with you. I guess that's today as well.
They did end up sending me some other stuff, like schematics and some useless software stuff, but not the service end of it. So, oh well. I might try again in a couple of months.
Very good. Going to let you know, Ron. On the trail. Have fun, everybody. Oh, what was that? I think that's a banger. Anyway, have fun. Victor Alpha 7, Papa Oscar Charlie.
All right, thanks for calling in, Ian. And you be careful out there. It could be slippery. 73. Now, I'm going to call Blaine, Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey, Bravo, Mike in Sioux. Go ahead, Blaine.
Yeah, good morning, Ron. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey, Bravo, Mike. Actually at work in Esquimalt. Beautiful weather over here right now. It's actually turning into a really nice day. Thank you for doing that this morning. Thank you for running along and letting me check in here. I'll say 73 and have a fantastic day. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey, Bravo, Mike. Maybe talk to you tomorrow morning. Thanks.
All right, we look forward to hearing you. And thanks for checking in. I know it takes a bit of effort, so we appreciate it. Thanks. 73. Are there any other stations out there that would like to do a check-in before I close up the Rainbow Country Net? We've pretty much finished with the alphabetic list, so it's wide open.
B7 Papa Charlie Alpha.
Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Charlie Papa.
Okay, we got three stations there. I guess we're hearing some of the folks that were missed a little bit earlier because they weren't there on the radio at the time, but starting with Victor Echo 7, Papa Charlie Alpha. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Ron. Nothing to report. Have a great day, and thanks for hanging on so long. Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Thanks for checking in, Paul. And then I heard the other Paul, Victor Papa, in there. Let me find you on the spreadsheet. Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Ron, everyone on that. Man, oh, man, I got busy. Busy doing stuff in the shack here this morning. I didn't have the radios on, was watching TV. And just turned the radio on in time to hear you say last call. So I'm glad I made it in and kept my streak alive.
Yeah, you have a pretty good record. Check in tomorrow, it's going to be 100%, so let's keep that rolling. Well, you can be late, that's okay. Nothing wrong with being late. Nice to hear from you, Paul. 73.
73, Ron, and thanks for jumping in there and doing the taking on a few days this week. It's always good to hear you in the hot seat, and well, I'm in the hot seat Sunday, so we'll talk to you Sunday.
Oh, you're on Sunday. Very good. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Paul. Now, Victor Echo 7 Tarly. That's not a word. Victor Echo 7 Tango Charlie Papa. Jim, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. D7 Tango Charlie Papa. Was mobile, but I've arrived at work, but I just hang it over the car to try to get a check-in. I've been listening for a while. I called earlier, but I guess my call got eaten up in amongst a couple of in a pileup, perhaps. Just was going to comment on your earlier discussion about getting hung up on the details. I have analysis paralysis as well, but I have a funny quip from a friend of mine who works in the I work in the IT industry, and he also works in IT, but in a different way. He was a design engineer in a company that builds networking equipment. And so one time I was trying to ask him some questions about networking, and he said, no, I don't really have a good, you know, big picture overview of the networking field. My specialty is more in, you know, chip design and very low level stuff. So his quip was, he says, you know, the expression, you can't see the forest for the trees. Well, he says, I'm a bark specialist.
Boy, that's right down in the details when you can't see the trees for the bark. I guess that's what he meant. Actually, in my career, I was kind of similar. I was an RF design specialist in companies where the RF part, well, cell phones, for example, where the RF part is sort of a diminishing thing, and most of the effort in the design of such things tends to be application and operating systems.